Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kim.
Hi,
from
Kim.
Chelmsford.
Hello.
Also, I believe her daughter, Aurora, is here. Good morning, Aurora. Okay, great. Kim, will you kick Kennedy out, please? No, we couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, she said hi. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Just remember, just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds. It's not clear if he's mad at Ryan or he just doesn't want to get dragged into the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni drama. Which team does Travis Kelce play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Luke Combs surprised Stagecoach fans after his headlining set when he appeared on stage with the Backstreet Boys. He joined them in singing this song, Take a Listen, and then name the song.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a thought. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
Name the song.
I Want It That Way.
Question number three. Austin Butler is reportedly going to play Patrick Bateman in a remake of American Psycho, but the casting director of the original thinks he's too pretty. Who played Patrick Bateman in the original American Psycho?
The original, I don't know.
Okay. Jerry Seinfeld, 71 today. Back in 2024, Jerry released a movie he wrote and starred in about the creation of Pop-Tarts. What was it called?
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's a cute movie, actually. I liked it.
It's wild that Pop-Tarts somehow made it as a breakfast food.
Question number five. 14 years ago today, in 2011, Prince William and Kate Middleton got married at Westminster Abbey in London. Prince William is next in line for the throne. Who is after him?
His son.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's his son's name?
Henry, maybe?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How old is Aurora?
15. She'll be 16 on Thursday.
Nice.
Oh, is she going to get her driver's license?
Probably.
God bless you.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Kim got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done, friend.
Yeah. These are difficult. You ready?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds. It's not clear if he's mad at Ryan or he just doesn't want to get dragged into the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni drama. Which team does Travis Kelce play for?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Tied at 1. Sports!
Sports!
Luke Combs surprised Stagecoach fans after his headlining set when he appeared on stage with the Backstreet Boys. He joined them in singing this song. Take a listen and then name the song.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a thought. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
Name the song.
I Want It That Way.
Tied it to. Austin Butler is reportedly going to play Patrick Bateman in a remake of American Psycho. But the casting director of the original thinks he's too pretty. Who played Patrick Bateman in the original American Psycho?
Christian Bale.
Which is a weird take because a young Christian Bale didn't exactly look like Quasimodo.
Yeah, right. But he was always trying to make himself look better. And he envied the Jared Leto character because he was so pretty.
3-2, question number 4. Jerry Seinfeld, 71 today, back in 2024. He released a movie he wrote and starred in about the creation of Pop-Tarts. What was it called?
Was it Frosted or Unfrosted? Frosted.
Unfrosted.
Dang it!
3-2, question number 5. 14 years ago today in 2011, Prince William and Kate Middleton got married at Westminster Abbey in London. Prince William is next in line for the throne. Who is after him?
He had kids. I don't think it's Harry anymore, so right? So it would be George?
Wow, look at you. Look at you, Kennedy. Good work.
I know.
Good work.
I know.
All right, 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kim, you don't get the cash, but you did get yourself a pair of tickets to go see Jay Shetty. Apologies for that. Jay Shetty on May 15th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Join Jay for engaging conversations with a surprise celebrity guest, wellness expert, or influential leader. For tickets, visit boxcenter.org. So what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kim from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Christina from Mansfield.
Hey, Christina.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So I understand your boyfriend's in the car. You guys are driving to work together?
Yes.
So is he going to be helping or are you doing this solo?
If he can, he'll try to help me, yeah.
All right. What's his name?
He's Andrew.
Andrew. All right. Here we go.
No pressure, Andrew, okay. But don't screw this up.
We'll see.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, that's a loss for her. And Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof studio wearing only her socks. Question number 1. Back to the Future screenwriter Bob Gale says there will never be another sequel, a prequel, or a spinoff.
Good.
Who is the main character of the Back to the Future movies?
You can say it. What is it?
Marty McFly.
Question number 2. Travis Scott running late at Coachella reportedly cost the festival $20,000. Travis Scott has 2 kids with his famous ex-girlfriend. Who is she?
Kylie Jenner.
Sounds like Andrew knows his stuff. Question
yeah,
number 3.
Does.
Uber Eats paid spokeswoman Martha Stewart says she's never once ordered food delivery in her life. Which of these is the most used food delivery app nationwide? Is it DoorDash or Uber Eats?
DoorDash.
I think it's Uber Eats.
We're split.
Oh, house divided.
We'll go with DoorDash.
Question number 4. Jack Black set a new record for the shortest song to land on the Hot 100 chart with Steve's Lava Chicken, clocking in at 34 seconds. It's from the Minecraft movie. Jack Black isn't unfamiliar with making popular music. He's been a part of which musical duo since the 90s?
I don't know. I'm going to say Kung Fu Panda, but I know it's not right.
And question number 5, actor Daniel Day-Lewis is 68 today. He's the only person to win the Best Actor Oscar 3 separate times. Name 2 of the movies that he has won for.
No idea. Yeah. I got nothing on that one.
I'm looking at the list, and I don't recognize two of them. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And I understand you guys work across the street from each other?
Yes, I work at Duncan, and he actually works at Subaru. He's a service tech.
We're big fans of Subaru here during Camping Kennedy.
That is super cool. Is that how you guys met? Like, he came in to get a ice regular?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, no. I love it.
And then now you drive a Subaru. I love that. Christina and Andrew got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friends.
Okay.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
Back to the Future screenwriter Bob Gale says there will never be another sequel, a prequel, or a spinoff. Who is the main character of the Back to the Future movies?
The character name?
Yeah.
Marty McFly.
Tied at 1. Travis Scott running late at Coachella reportedly cost the festival $20,000. Travis Scott has 2 children with his famous ex-girlfriend. Who is she?
Kylie Jenner.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Uber Eats paid spokeswoman Martha Stewart says she's never once ordered food delivery in her life. Which of these is the most used food delivery app nationwide? Is it DoorDash or Uber Eats?
Uber Eats?
It's actually DoorDash. Oh.
In her 80 years of life, she never once called out for a pizza.
That's what you're taking away from it? She got paid lots of money.
That's what I'm saying. How do you
to
hire
endorse
somebody?
Something she's never used. That's the problem.
I don't believe that she's never once called for pizza delivery.
No, she has people for that, Daniel.
3-2 for Christina and Andrew, Kennedy.
Oh,
the pressure's on. Jack Black just set a new record for the shortest song to land on the Hot 100 chart with Steve's Lava Chicken clocking in at 34 seconds. It's from the Minecraft movie. Jack Black isn't unfamiliar with making popular music. He's been a part of which musical duo since the 90s?
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D, yes. Tied at 3. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis, 68 today. He is the only person to win the Best Actor Oscar 3 separate times. Name 2 of the movies he's won for.
Lincoln. My Left Foot.
And There Will Be Blood.
Wow.
That's incredible, Kennedy.
He's one of those guys that never watches his own movies. Weirdo.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have been for Gangs in New York.
Yeah, that was good.
That was so good. He was great at that. All right, so with the final score being 4-3, congratulations, Kennedy. Big win. Big
Thank
win.
You.
I'm sorry you two don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling into play. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Christina and Andrew from Mansfield, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. You can love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, what if we did it like when you're, you know, getting ready to step up, you know, during a trial, and the bailiff is there, and you have to put your hand on the Bible, and maybe there's something contestants need to say when we start the game. I do solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear I'm up to no good.
I'm up to no good. That's the first thing I thought of. Same brain.
Kennedy, say hey to Chris from Boston.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Kennedy. How are you?
Living the dream. How about you?
Same.
I love it.
Chris, kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Chris would never cheat.
Never.
Chris has played before. He's on the up and up.
I know. Yeah, he's good at trivia. Yep. All right, Chris, so you know how this works. Kennedy's gone. She's over in that little studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. While presenting Francis Ford Coppola with an award, Steven Spielberg said, "The Godfather's greatest American movie ever made." Spielberg has made a few decent movies himself, including one about a killer shark in a New England tourist town. Name the movie.
Jaws.
Andre Agassi, 55 today. He is a retired tennis legend. In tennis, what term is used to signify a score of zero?
Love.
Uma Thurman, 55 today. Which band does this song? She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. And I can't get you out of my head. Name the band.
Fall Out Boy.
The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles visited the White House yesterday, and President Trump took a shot at Chiefs fan Taylor Swift. Which room is the president's primary workplace inside the White House?
The Oval Office.
And question number five. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour kicked off last night, and unsold tickets were going for as low as $20 on the resale market. The lead single off of Cowboy Carter made Beyonce the first black woman to ever debut at number one on the country chart. Name that song.
Texas Hold'em.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was fast.
Like I said, he's pretty good at trivia. Nice job, Chris. Chris is on his way to pick up a suit for a wedding he's going to this weekend.
Nice.
Where's the wedding?
Down in Georgia.
In where?
In Georgia.
Oh, wow.
So are we getting a linen suit? Because it's going to be hot as hell down
there. Yeah, it's going to be 1,000.
No, we'll be sweating.
Oh, no.
That's fun. Chris got 5 out of 5.
Okay.
I feel like it was inevitable after the last two segments we did.
Sure enough. Let's do it.
These are tough, Kennedy. I'm not going to tell you which one you got right or wrong. It adds to the drama. You ready?
Yep.
While presenting Francis Ford Coppola with an award, Steven Spielberg said, "The Godfather's greatest American movie ever made." Spielberg has made a few decent movies himself, including one about a killer shark in a New England tourist town. Name the movie.
Jaws.
Andre Agassi, 55 today. He's a retired tennis legend. In tennis, what term is used to signify a score of zero?
Love.
He's becoming a pickleball star as well. Uma Thurman, 55 today, Kennedy. Which band does this song? Take a listen. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. And I can't get you out of my head.
Panic at the Disco?
Question number four. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles visited the White House yesterday, and President Trump took a shot at Chiefs fan Taylor Swift. Which room is the president's primary workplace inside the White House?
The Oval Office.
Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour kicked off. And apparently unsold tickets were going for as little as $20, Kennedy.
It's wild.
The lead single off Cowboy Carter made Beyonce the first black woman to ever debut at number one on the country chart. What was that song called?
Texas Hold'em.
All right. For number one, you said Jaws. Yes. Number two, you said Love. Question number three, you said
Panic at the Disco.
We're going to go back to that one.
Damn it.
Question number four, you said the Oval Office. Yes. Question number five, Texas Hold'em was correct.
Good pull there.
Yep. What was it you said again for question number 3?
I've said it twice. You know, sir.
You sure you're not cheating over there?
Dan can see.
Mm-hmm. Fallout Boy. Not to Panic at the Disco.
I knew it.
Distress Fall in the studio.
Out boy. Chris.
What a riot.
Nice job,
well
my
done,
friend.
Sir.
Congratulations. You just won yourself $100.
God, are we already on another redemption?
We're up to 4.
Am I really?
Well, yeah, we lost twice this time in 2 days.
Yeah. Chris, you know what we love to say when we give away Sal's money?
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal, for sure.
Man. Hey,
Chris, not only that, did you win the $100? Are you still there, buddy?
I am, yep.
Okay, listen to this. You got yourself a $100 99 restaurant gift card. Visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus gift card special. Buy a $25 gift card and receive two $5 bonus cards. So you got the $100 and the $100 99 gift card. Okay, good talk. Chris, what do you want to say? Or no, I'm sorry, Kennedy, what do you want to say to Chris?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Chris.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.